The low will be -2. This has been your 8 a.m. news brief on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm Christina Laurie, and be sure to stay tuned for Indy Wake Up Call coming up next.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett, and I listen to the number one station in Kingston, CFRC.
I don't know if this is a drive-in crowd or not. So I tell you what, to find out, I'm going to swear in this crowd. I want you to all rise for the drive-in oath. Raise your right hand and repeat after me. We are drive-in mutants. We are not like other people. We are sick. We are disgusting. We believe in blood, in breasts, and in beasts. If life had a vomit meter, we'd be off the scale. As long as one drive-in remains on the planet Earth, we will party like jungle animals. We will boogie till we puke. The drive-in will never die. Amen.
Good morning, everybody. How y'all doing today? My name is Jeff the Nerd, and thanks for coming along. It's CFRC 101.9 FM, and this is your Indie Morning Wake Up, the Wednesday edition. That's right. It's time to party. Like I said before, my name's Jeff the Nerd, and welcome. The other co-hosts, don't worry, they're coming in. They're on their way. They both told me they're going to be running a little bit late, Simone the Moan and Vinny the Thrill, which means one of them, whoever gets here first, gets to sit in the co-pilot's chair with the nerd, and the other one has his, you know, resigned to hang out in the quarantine booth with the nerd's flatulence smell. So who knows? We will see. That's coming up a little bit later on. We just heard brand new stuff from Itchy and the Knits with Secrets, and we opened up the show with the Joe Bob Briggs drive-in oath. If you raised your right hand and recited like I did, congratulations. If not, don't worry. There's another chance a little bit before 9, because we'll be talking about the Joe Bob Briggs last drive-in sudden cancellation and how irksome it is to me, the nerd. More things coming up today as well. We've got St. Patrick's Day stuff to talk about. I know that it's a week away, but the celebrations are going to be happening this weekend. So we're going to talk about our tips and tricks for, you know, getting through that. If you're a student, if you're a community member, all that fun stuff. Parking fines, Borg juice, you know how it goes. We're also going to be talking about Conan news after 9 o'clock. Conan O'Brien and Conan the Barbarian. So it's a double Conan morning after 9 during the nerd segment. Vinny the Thrill is coming in, like I said, so we're going to have a sports report as well. And we're going to find some community events to, you know, get you up and at them and rip-roaring and ready to go. I don't know. My coffee hasn't sunk in just yet. I did see there's a couple of Monster Energy drinks, the white variety in the mini fridge. So maybe I'll go full goth girl and guzzle a couple of those. But until then, let's just rock out, everybody. Like I said, my name's Jeff the Nerd. It's Indie Morning Wake Up. You got us until 10 o'clock. Lots of new stuff. Lots of old bops. Lots of good favorites. So hope you're ready to rock. Coming up next, this is a band called No Mark More. All one word. Don't ask me. Just enjoy it. This one's called The Fall. Right here on your Indie Morning Wake Up on CFRC 101.9.
I'm Trevor from the Arrogant Worms, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Taxi? Taxi? Yes, sir. Hop right in.
Drop us off at Bob's place, driver.
Yes, sir.
We can drown our sorrows there.
I'll say you can.
Drop us off at Bob's place, driver.
Hey there, just a minute now.
That's where we can lose our cares.
Ah, well, who wants
now
to care?
Now Bob knows the thing that will keep us in the swing, and he'll also take care of the fare.
You know the man.
Now drop us off at Bob's place, driver.
Won't be long now.
We can drown our sorrows there.
You get down at Bob's place. Mr. Leon, his steel guitar. Oh, yeah.
Now drop us off at Bob's place, driver. Just around the corner there.
Been there a million times, sir.
My credit's always good there, driver.
Oh, you've been there, too.
Both my pockets done got bare.
Just been going for a couple of days.
Now,
so.
Bob must like my looks, cause I get mine on the books.
Yes.
And he never even seems to care.
Oh, he wouldn't let you know if he did care.
Just drop us off at Bob's place, driver.
That would you, man.
We can lose our worries there.
Getting
close, there's that Mr. Woody Woods on that clarinet. Oh, swing out, Woody. Oh, yeah. Now drop us off at Bob's place, driver. Even though it's after four.
He never closes.
Bob is always open, driver.
Oh, you know the man, don't you?
Everyone goes there for more. Now Bob's is the place where all the silk and lace mix with those who haven't got a dime. Just drop us off at Bob's place, driver. Where we can have a grand old time.
Thank you. sis. I said take only what you need to survive.
It's my industrial strength hair dryer, and I can't live without it.
Hey, this is the Dean here. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
Right
I
here.
Have no friends.
I have no money. My name's Jeff the Nerd. And who am I joined with?
What's
it's
going
the
on?
The Thrill. Good it's morning.
Vinny the Thriller back in
You
Manila.
Found me out in the rain in the puddles. Thanks for bringing me in.
Like the little match girl.
Simone saved me.
Simone did save you.
I'm here, everybody.
Welcome back, Simone.
Thank you.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
Excellent. Has it started raining out yet?
No, not quite.
Sprinkling a bit?
No, sprinkles.
There's a lot of clouds. A lot of cloud cover today.
It seems like a lot of it's going north of us right now. We are under a special yellow alert weather.
Special.
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 Special weather alert. Yeah. I don't know. You guys have heard it all today. It's going to rain. It's going to rain.
It's going to come down.
It's supposed to rain pretty hard around the 9 o'clock hour, too, here. I think I saw like 8 mil.
Oof.
8 mil. See, I hope I close my sunroof.
I hope so, too. See, we're down here in the lower levels, and the ground is already soaked like a wet sponge. We're
going
to get flooded out here. You got boots on?
I got rubber boots on.
I got no boots. I got flood pants.
I have no umbrella, though. I'm exposed completely. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
They'll drape you in a garbage bag.
Oh, great.
So this time of morning, it's CFRC. It's 101.9. I like to talk about what's going on in our lives, you know?
Catching up. I brought some bubble gum. So by popular request, for those who don't know, I tend to carry a giant bucket of double bubble gum in my truck. And I usually fill my pockets with it. And when I go to hockey games, because I'm always at the rink, I often get not necessarily just my daughter, but a bunch of kids that just run up to me and just stare at me awkwardly because
they know.
And most people are like, "What's going on here?" And then they are just stick out their hand and I know what they want.
Nice
comics, the trusted comics from the double bubble gum. But so I was glad to bring some in. It's good to be back. I had a nice little break from work, so I got to start that engine back up next week.
Okay, right on.
But other than that, no, just living, man, living, getting concerts. I got my ticket. It's to Blues Fest this year in Ottawa, so
nice.
I'm pretty excited for that.
Who are you stoked to see there?
There's a lot of great bands. I know I will definitely be seeing Limp Bizkit, baby.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's tons of you got to check the lineup, but I mean, like, that's all you need to know, right? Because, like, I mean, I'm 41 years old, so I like Limp Bizkit.
Why not? You just keep on rolling.
That's it. Oh, get out of town. That's just my generation of people.
Hey, our generation. And we're here with it. You know what? History calls us the greatest generation for a reason.
That's right.
It's because we're awesome. Simone, anything fun and exciting going
on
in your
world? Nothing exciting. Just happy to be here.
Yeah. Happy to have the co-host back, the whole team, the triumvirate. It's pretty good.
It's great to be back. We just need Chef Al. I know he was asking me to bring him some food.
Oh, was he? Was he now?
Al generally asks for free things.
Yeah.
So we've got him covered, I'm sure. We'll bring him some leftover coffee.
Oh, we've got some Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That we can talk about a little later for him. But like my world, my internet went out yesterday.
Oh my God. Do we have a sound effect?
Jeff,
the movie nerd's
I've got
internet
books.
What did you do? I got books that you what? What did you do with those books?
I tossed them aside. I'm not reading books like some sort of pioneer person. I went into the archives and I started re-listening to some of our old episodes from like 6 years ago.
Oh, nice.
You, me, Al, you guys yelling at each other about hockey.
6 years ago. We're old.
We are old. We sound exactly the same.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
No change.
Consistency is key.
So we were the only ingredient we were missing was Simone the Moan.
Well, she saved us.
She has.
The old and in with the new.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's Indie Morning Wake Up Culture Wednesday edition. We're here to get your hump day rip roaring.
And we got some rock all morning long. I know that I was fortunate enough finally to have a say in some songs, and it was great to send them off to Jeff to get them added to the playlist.
Oh, you picked some good music, man.
Some good tunes coming around. You know, I think like one of the things with the internet now that's great is that there's so many like just minor artists that are just releasing one song here and there. And they're great.
And they're fantastic.
Look at Turnstile. And I'm sure we got some music from Turnstile. Rock of the Year, Rock Album of the Year.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And like just, you know, a song here and there, and that's how they get heard. And just from nothing to a Grammy is pretty incredible.
That's pretty sweet. I think we're hearing from them a little bit later on. But that's the joy of Indie Morning Wake Up is that we curate a high energy bop-a rock playlist for you guys. And it's all like very obscure stuff. I like it, but great stuff.
Just like us.
Yeah, like that last set, we just heard a band called Sex Mex. Don't Google it. The song was called No Money. Also in that last set, we had a band called Friends of Cesar Romero and their new track, Pro Yearner.
Do you think they are friends with Cesar Romero?
I would hope so. Gosh, I would hope so. All I know is that I yearn to know that.
Yeah.
Pro-yearning. We also had in that set new stuff from the Uni Boys with Abra, a classic Before that, from country star Bob Willis with Drop Me Off at Bob's Place.
Okay.
And then we opened her up with The Fall by No Mark Moore.
Yeah, that's one of the Vinny selections. It was a nice little fun banger to get the day going.
It was an excellent selection. It was coincidentally a set revolving a little bit around drinking. So next break, we'll talk a little bit about St. Patrick's Day.
Okay, perfect.
We got some street party strategies, some party strategies, pub strategies.
All for me, the biggest, I got great advice.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be good. Simone, welcome to the Thunderdome.
Okay, thank you.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And Vinny.
This is 101.9. This is a new track from M. Ross Perkins. This is I Turned On My Mirror. Right here.
On CFRC 101.9 FM.
I turned on my mirror. I couldn't believe it. Right there.
This is Matthew Barber mumbling because I've got a samosa in my mouth, and I just want you to know that CFRC 101.9 rocks.
Well, once I lived the life of a millionaire, spending my money, I didn't care. Taking my friends out for a mighty good time, buying bootleg liquor, champagne and wine. Then I began to fall so low. Couldn't find me no friends, had no place to go. Said nobody knows you. When you're down and out, in your pockets you ain't got one penny, and your friends you didn't have any. Just as soon as you get up on your feet again,
dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Well, maybe they're right. You take the easy way, but there's no telling you today. Just as well I know you thought of everything, so have it all your way. Well, there's always someone kissing her, always someone new, soaking up.
I just want to talk like I'm from Texas.
Heck yeah!
Yeah.
I don't know why. You got to say it with an H. I don't know why.
Have you been to Texas before?
Never.
You went down to Atlanta, though, for Talladega.
I went down to Georgia.
That's right.
Lots of Georgia. No Talladega. I went down to that Daytona 500.
Yeehaw!
That was in Florida.
Very nice. Very nice. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And I'm Vinny.
There we go.
Okay, I'll stop.
No, please. We do have some country stuff coming
like,
up.
I sound like I'm from Alberta.
Berta beef?
Berta.
Got to get that Berta beef.
Berta.
It's sweet.
That's a shout out to my friends in Alberta.
Yeah.
Berta.
I've never been to Alberta. Here it's beautiful.
You think they all talk like that?
In Berta?
We got oil rigs.
No. I don't know. Probably.
No, probably not.
I would assume as soon as you cross the border, it just happens. You don't know why. It just happens. Anyways, we just heard brand new stuff from The Roves with There's Always Someone Kissing Her.
There's always,
always
someone.
Always. She gets around.
She just got those lips.
We also heard Nina Simone with Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out. We had new stuff from The Beaches featuring G Flip with Let's Go. And we opened it up with M. Ross Perkins and I Turned On My Mirror.
Did you say that was Anita Simone?
Nina Simone.
Nina.
Yeah.
It's like everybody Anita Simone. I thought that's what
like
that was.
That.
I thought,
I
did
like
you
that.
Look for that? That's pretty good.
Well, we all do. Yeah. How you doing, Simone?
I'm doing great.
Excellent. It's CFRC. It's 101.9 FM, and we are located in sunny Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
Sunny, where have you been?
I don't know.
You've been in the basement too long, Jeff.
I've been just staring directly
in
the lights.
In the closet for way too long.
It's it might rain today. Who knows? I mean, it's proper Irish weather, though. We're in Kingston. We're in Queen's University campus. St. Patrick's Day is upon us.
It's like fake Ireland.
It is. Mm-hmm. Misty.
It's misty. It's beautiful downtown Kingston. If you've never been.
Come.
Hey, you never know. We have our friends up in upstate New York.
That's right.
They've never been.
Absolutely.
But it's a wonderful place at this time of year. We get, if you can tolerate a few busy street parties, then and some chaotic traffic and lots of people, then yeah, absolutely, come on,
yeah, sure. Come on down.
But what do you like to do on St. Patrick's Day, Jeff?
Well, in my elder years, I've certainly slowed down quite a bit. I mean, I've done the street party thing when I was that age. I've done like going out to pubs and getting raucous. Now my tradition is to enjoy a nice pint of Guinness and watch either Darby O'Gill and the Little People, The Commitments. Something like that, you know, sit at home, maybe watch Riverdance, crank that up, you know.
Ashley McIsaac videos,
yeah,
for hours.
There you absolutely. Go. I mean, you and I had a good St. Patrick's Day 1 year where that's all we did. You, me, and Handsome Andy hung out and we watched like live hurling. We watched some live concerts from Irish pubs. That was during COVID, so
yeah,
I think we were in our own bubble, and yeah, it was just a fun. We had some Guinness, some shots of whiskey, and we just hung out and ate beef.
That was last week, Jeff.
That was last week. Oh, right. Because I had too much Guinness
all the time.
Simone, do you celebrate St. Patrick's Day?
Well, no, I've never.
You've never?
No,
really?
I've never.
How
I guess
even,
I would
like,
need
in the festivals, like you go down, they have the parades or whatever. You ever never been?
Never.
To one?
I guess I need some guidance.
This might be
maybe,
your year.
Yeah, maybe when you can guide me.
Guidance, indeed.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for, an Indie Morning Wake Up.
Lucky for you, I know a leprechaun. His name's Jeff.
Yeah, exactly. I live under a bridge. I don't know if that's a leprechaun or not.
Yeah, whatever. Troll, leprechaun.
Troll. Yeah,
troll.
It's fine.
The same.
So, yeah, like St. Patrick's Day isn't until next Tuesday, but if you're on Queen's campus, the street parties are going to be going on this weekend. So, first and foremost, down to business.
Down to business.
Check out the City of Kingston's website because there are street closures that are being announced from Saturday into Sunday. The reason is so that they have avenues to get emergency vehicles in and out if they want. A lot of people are joking, oh no, the horse brigade is coming, or KPD tanks.
Why can't they just use the regular roads, Jeff?
Well, just in case. Like, they want the extra space.
Just in case what, Jeff?
I don't know. In case I get rowdy and need my stomach pumped.
Like, all the time. That's good to know. So thanks for sharing. Kingston, listen.
Yeah.
Pay attention.
Well, just don't park on the street on Saturday night if you're in the area, just because they'll tow you or something like that. But tips and tricks for St. Patty's party. I've been coming across some interesting ones.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
First and foremost, if you're a student, wear boots. Every backyard turns into a mud pit. No one cares what's on your feet. Don't ruin your expensive sneakers. Wear boots.
Boots, okay. Yeah. Rubber boots or something like that.
Okay,
rubber boots. Water resistant.
What about hip waders?
Hip waders would be great because you would have that Celtic East Coast feel.
Perfect.
And then you can fill it with your beers and whatnot. Yeah. Your Borg juice. This is something I've learned that the students are doing.
Borg juice.
I think it's called Borg juice. It's basically your own personal jug of your drink so that you can just carry it around with you.
Oh.
And this is what I find interesting.
Call that like just a
Borg
beer?
Juice? B-O-R-G? Like,
drink,
Borg?
Cup?
I think so. Well, here's my thinking
water
about
bottle?
Borg juice is that, Blackout Rage Gallon, whatever that means.
My goodness. We're too old for this, Jeff.
Well, see, when we were up and coming, you go to like these house parties.
4 years ago,
they would have the Purple Jesus, right? The big tub.
No, I don't have friends, Jeff. I don't know if you've noticed,
but I
lived in a box. Okay, I don't even know what any of these things are. All I knew is that you put blue food coloring in beer; it turns it green, but somehow makes it disgusting.
It makes it so much better.
I don't understand. It makes it awful.
I don't know. I mean, for my first legal
that's
beer
all
at the grocery store.
So I don't
green.
Know about your
so that's
punk
what you
juice
do on St. Patty's Day.
You drink a green beer.
You color your beer?
Yeah, well, the bartender does. Yeah.
Oh, the bar. Oh, okay.
Like you would to keep it themed. You would add blue food coloring. Like I remember years back when my oldest son was young. One of the first, he was probably 4 or 5 when I started really making it a thing. And I remember I made scrambled eggs. And I added blue food coloring, thinking like green eggs, and it was, I don't know what it did to those eggs, but it was awful.
Did it turn them like gray?
No, it looked green, but it just, I think it's just one of those things where when you look at what you're eating, it changes the taste of it. It's like eating with a blindfold on, you know what I mean? You're
Oh,
I don't know. You would have a different perspective of it.
Have you tried it again since?
No.
Okay.
I still have nightmares.
Oh.
But back to the Borg juice. I just wanted to give my theory.
The Borg juice.
When I used to go to parties back in my young days, they would have a big tub on the floor of a kitchen filled with your punch or whatever, right? And you just walk by.
On the floor?
Yeah, it would be like a big Rubbermaid thing. You dip your cup in it.
Okay.
And this was pre-COVID, so we didn't care about germs and personal boundaries.
You still don't.
So now my theory is that the Borg juice is like this generation of COVID kids coming into college. They don't want your mouth on their cup.
Yeah.
They want their own.
Yeah.
So that's my theory.
Okay.
House of Learned Doctors.
There you go.
Thank you.
The engineers.
You're welcome.
Other tip for St. Patrick's Day street party. And these are I learned from undergrads on TikTok. Not in a creepy way. if you see someone if you see someone walking towards you with a little microphone and a phone camera like they want to get an interview, don't do it.
Okay.
You're not in your right headspace. You're just going to embarrass yourself.
You're definitely going to be online.
Yeah, it's just some dumb influencer who wants to get a gotcha question and make you look like a fool. So just politely,
politely walk
decline.
Away.
Unless they have a CFRC microphone.
Or give them a reason to make it go viral.
That's the opposite.
No, do it. Just do it anyways.
It's fine. Yeah. And then the other tip that I heard that made a lot of sense was don't really bother trying to get into the bars because the lineups are going to be huge. You'd have to get in line at 7 or 8 p.m. You'd be there for 2 to 3 hours. The weather might be terrible. So a lot of students that I've been talking to have been telling me that house parties are back in a big way. It's cheaper. You're with your buddies. You can have your jug of Borg and your sweet tunes, and you can just hang out and then just go home and not have to worry about, losing your coat, getting frostbite out in the line. These are good tips.
I'm all for a good party, a good time. But I would wait to go to a pub.
Would you?
You'd
stand there for the 2 to 3 hours.
Yeah, it's a good environment. It's it's about the experience.
Yeah,
it's about
having you can talk to people in the line.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have met people in bar lines and made friends with them.
I have a question.
Sure.
How far do you go with your outfit? Because I go into Dollarama and the whole aisle is all St. Patty's and they've got hats and they've got necklaces. So, how far do you go? How far do you go with it?
Do you remember we got dressed up for the parade there a few years back? You could go like that.
Yeah.
Where you've got a hat piece, you've got a shirt with some pizzazz, some jewelry, usually a bunch of green beads.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think if you're of Irish descent,
glasses.
Yeah. If you're of Irish descent or at least a ginger, then you have to go all out. You too.
Or you can
do
dress
whatever.
Like Jeff does every day.
You, because you're a ginger.
I have to.
You have to.
It's my cultural responsibility. They do on Aberdeen on Saturday the running of the gingers too, where they line the streets.
I think I've seen
it's always a lot of fun.
I've seen that. Yeah.
So check out Subtle Negative, the photographer on Instagram. Mm. He's got so many great photos from last year. He'll be there this year.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
That's
St. Patrick's Day. Yeah.
I might go to Ottawa.
Oh yeah.
And find the running. They have some wonderful. I think they've started the Ottawa parade this year again.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
There's a St. Patty's Day parade.
Oh yeah, they had you can check Kingston it out recently? Online. Like they, ah. You should see some of them.
New York has a big one.
Yeah, yeah, and of course, what was the pub in Ireland? Remember the camera was on it during the COVID?
Yeah, it's like the big touristy pub in downtown Dublin, and there's a live webcam, and you can tune into it. And on St. Patrick's Day, it's like wall to wall. I remember one St. Patty's, I came back from my partying or whatever. It was probably like midnight, 1 a.m. in Kingston. And so it was like early morning in Ireland. And I turned on the webcam and there were still revelers like taking selfies and being. It was great. Yeah, it was great. Fun. Yeah.
I love the internet when it's working, right, Jeff?
Exactly. When it's working. Thank you. So if you're going out for St. Patrick's Day, be safe, be responsible, just have a good time. Don't get in anyone's face. Wear boots.
Be kind and rewind.
There you go.
There you go.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And I'm still Vinny.
Woo! We're going to get back to the tunes, and then after 9, we're going to find some St. Patrick's Day style events. If you're a student, if you're not a student, we've got Keelys and Hootenannies and all sorts of things. But stay tuned, because we've got brand new stuff from Metric. And then, Metric, we're going to recite the Joe Bob Briggs drive-in oath. I don't care.
I haven't been studying. Oh, my goodness.
My name's... Let's get to it. I don't care.
Let's go.
Yeah.
raise your right hand and repeat after me. We are drive-in mutants. We are not like other people. We are sick. We are disgusting. If life had a vomit meter, we'd be off the scale. We believe in blood, in breasts, and in beasts. We believe in Kung Fu City. As long as one drive-in remains on the planet Earth, we will party like jungle animals. We will boogie till we puke. Heads will roll. The drive-in will never die. Amen.
would see the day when you and I could sit down and have a drink of Tanqueray.